Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, drivers have been urged to take extra care as road gridding services are disrupted by industrial action. That's the advice from the Department of Infrastructure. Now, everywhere apparently was gridded last night. I want to speak to one of the union representatives, Alan Perry. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Alan, you're the GMB, you represent a number of the workers. Just explain the position with the industrial action, first of all, where we are with this ongoing action.
Good morning, Frank. I mean, our members, along with our colleagues at Unite the Union, were out on a week-long strike last week in relation to the ongoing dispute around the productivity bonus. Our members have returned to work this week, but as part of the ongoing action, we are have served notice on the employer that we will not be partaking in winter gridding or emergency call-outs.
Now, that to the public would sound like as if you've got the ideal week to put it up to us all, because you couldn't have expected the weather to have taken such a downturn. So for those taking industrial action, you must be rubbing your hands with glee.
Well, as you say, Frank, we don't have a crystal ball and we couldn't foresee how the weather may pan out. But obviously, as you say, it does refocus the mind given the current weather situation. But like I say, it is regrettable in the interim that there is an impact to the public. But as trade unions, we remain fully committed to try and find a resolution to the situation that we find ourselves in.
Now, this week, you're certainly going to have some bargaining power. Do you expect maybe over the next 24 hours, your employer to give in and to give you what you want because of how poor the roads are going to be come Wednesday into Thursday?
Well, we met with the department yesterday, along with senior officials from the Department of Finance, and there was nothing forthcoming in relation to a proposal that we could take back to your members. But as trade unions, we remain committed to trying to find a resolution and are prepared to sit around the table at any time.
The Department of Infrastructure saying that the roads won't be gridded tonight.
It's my understanding that there will be a gridding carried out. There is a number of other individuals who aren't on strike will be able to carry out that function. I think the issue centres around that, to my knowledge, is that they normally do an AM and a PM grid, and therefore then, given the industrial action, they can only carry out one grid instead of two.
So will they be open to gritting when it's most needed? If it's needed tonight, will they grit tonight instead of tomorrow morning, or will they wait until tomorrow morning to grit when maybe that is needed tomorrow morning? Because the weather can fluctuate and change, and I know it's supposed to be dry overnight and there's unlikely to be any wash off of the actual grit. That's one of the reasons why they would grit a second time. Mm-hmm. So they'll be keeping a watchful eye on the weather forecast, but the reason that I'm pushing you on this is it could be a life and death issue for some people.
I think at the end of the day, Frank, we need to be clear. I mean, health and safety, not only of the workforce, but also of the public, is paramount in this situation. Like we say, we remain committed to trying to find a resolution to this dispute, but as it stands, there's nothing forthcoming. But I have no doubt, you know, that the department will take the necessary arrangements to make sure that the roads are gridded in some capacity. So therefore, then, that does minimise any risks.
But it could be very difficult to provide that service on Thursday when we'll have significant snow, maybe the need for snow ploughs, certainly the need for widespread gritting, and the roads are going to be much more treacherous than they would normally be. Some people not paying as much attention to news as maybe you would or I would will jump in their car and go out and presume, oh, these roads are always gritted, but find that they're not.
No, look, and again, in any situation, Frank, in a dispute, there is necessarily an impact. And I know there's a big emphasis being placed around health and safety and the impact that this may have. Like I say, the key lies with the department, who can, in our view, make the situation reversible in relation to putting an offer on the table that we can take back to our members. So the ball is firmly much in their court, but as of yet, nothing is happening. So, you know, those are questions I think need to be directed back at the department in relation to how they see a way around this.
Because the ambulance drivers, when they go on strike, they allow for Category A, I think it is. If someone is at massive risk, they will answer the call even though they're on strike. There'll be people thinking that the gritter drivers and the snow plough operatives should be answering the call on Thursday if the weather turns as bad as has been predicted.
Look, there's no doubt, you know, I've no doubt should there be a request for any derogation, that will be considered. But as it stands, you know, any derogation around this here, we cannot provide at this moment in time. We know for a fact that there is employees within road service who will be in carrying out this function. So therefore, then there will be snow ploughs, should that be the case, are gritting done off the roads, because there's an element of workers who are not necessarily on industrial action.
When you talk about the industrial action, this includes the people who would be fixing the potholes as well, doesn't it?
Yes, that's correct. Yes, road worker one, as we would call them, yes, road workers.
Now, there's maybe a flippancy in the air since you went on strike last week, but some people have been certainly saying to this programme, I didn't realise the pothole workers were actually working. There's that many potholes. So did you get feedback like that as well? Why have we got so many potholes, and why have you not been filling them in before the industrial action?
I think at the end of the day, Frank, you know, it comes down to work that's allocated to our members. Obviously, each day they get a job card and they go out and they can only do what they can or what's on that job card. So whether there be a pothole on a road that somebody thinks we filled in, that might not be on their sheet. But we've got to remember, road workers are civil servants. And at the end of the day, they are part of a wider dispute in relation to their pay, where they've been offered 2%, which effectively after tax works out at £7 a week increase, which to some of the lowest paid workers in the civil service is clearly not adequate, and hence why, again, regrettable, we find ourselves in this situation.
Do your workers ever get frustrated when they have a sheet and they turn up at a pothole and it's on the sheet and they fix it, and there's a pothole beside it that isn't on the sheet? Do they ever feel a bit daft not fixing the one beside it?
Of course they do, Frank. And I've no doubt, I mean, they obviously live in communities and, you know, everybody knows probably where they work and so forth. And of course they have a lot of jokes in relation to, you know, why didn't you fix this or why didn't you fix that? But ultimately, at the end of the day, they're only following instructions, and therefore then that's why they can't do necessarily a pothole or a fix something that may be in close proximity.
And sometimes people also complain about the texture of the tar they put in the potholes, that it's quite soft, and after a week or two, it's back to a pothole again. I'm sure you don't purchase the tar. You're not bringing the tar from your own home. So why are we using what would seem like substandard material to fix potholes?
In all honesty, Frank, I don't know the answer to that in relation to the particular tar, but no doubt it could be down to potential costs in relation to what materials are being used, but that's only me sort of guessing the reason without actually having that information to hand.
And I suppose just the reality is here that if you get your pay that you're looking for and the increase in the wages, there's going to be less money in the budget to buy the quality tar to fix the pothole.
Well, at the end of the day, you know, we would call upon the government, and I suppose that's who the employer is, as the civil servants, you know, that where they can find money, they can do it. We've seen across the water at the moment, our colleagues in the health service are in talks today after many weeks and months of industrial action. You know, where money can be found, I have no doubt the government can do that, and that's what we're obviously asking today for that to be done.
And finally, Alan, I suppose you would agree with the Department of Infrastructure that drivers should be urged to take extra care this week for just in case sake, just in case.
100%, Frank. I mean, at the end of the day, that message is echoed right across the board that, unfortunately, due to the current circumstances, of course, we would clearly state that the drivers, which, of course, I'm one myself, in relation to, should use extreme caution currently on the roads due to the adverse weather conditions.
Okay. Alan, appreciate your time. Thank you for coming on the programme. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That is Alan Perry from the GMB Union. Right, it is a fine sunny day today here. In some other parts of the country, it is snowy and grim. I want to speak to David Porter, who is the Director of Engineering in the department, and he's the gentleman in charge of sending out those gritters. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
David, how confident can we be that we'll have the roads gritted this week?
I'm particularly concerned about the weather forecast later this week. So we are dealing with strike action from some of our industrial unions, and that means that we have less resource available to carry out a grit. We have managed that process very carefully over the last number of days, and with the relatively pleasant weather that we've had and the dry conditions, we've managed to grit whenever it has been necessary and manage the risk for the travelling public. We are, however, concerned with what we're being alerted to later this week, where we might have disruptive snow, particularly on high ground, but also potentially coming down onto low ground. And our normal reaction in a situation like that is that we go into a mode where we are gritting and snow plowing for 24 hours continuously, and we simply don't have the resource to do that. So we're giving an early heads up to the travelling public that some routes may not be treated the way they would be under normal circumstances.
Well, just starting with tonight, will the roads be gritted tonight? It's going to be minus 8, minus 10 in some places.
Yeah, so there's a meeting that I have to go into immediately after this that call will be made. It is likely that we will do a similar action that we took last night, which is a precautionary high routes grit later this afternoon. And then an AM action, as we call it, which is a morning grit. So the gritters will be out on the ground, and the intention is that that will be across the entire network. And given the weather forecast, that's likely to be the decision. But as I say, that's my next meeting, just to firm up on that.
Thursday, however, you have serious issues. If the weather is, as the forecasters are suggesting, people are going to have to be prepared for the roads not being as treated as they normally would be.
That's absolutely right. I will only have the capacity to do a single grit, and we will be using the resources that we have to target those areas as best we can. We also have some resource from external, from outside the department, and we'll be utilising those, particularly for snow clearance on high ground. But we know that if we get into a scenario where we need to be gritting for 24 hours a day, we don't have the capacity to do that. And so some routes, we may well lose control of them. What we need to do on those routes is keep the traffic moving, keep the grit going down. We actually need the traffic to keep moving, to break down the grit so that it is effective. So if there's a break in that treatment or the traffic stops moving, it's very difficult to get a road back just through snowplough and through gritting. We need the weather to be favourable for us as well. So we have real concerns just about Thursday and Friday.
David, the way around this, of course, is to give these strikers what they're looking for.
Yeah, look, this is caught up in the wider pay deal and also the specifics of the bonus scheme that we operate within our road workers, and we have been engaging with the union along with our colleagues in the Department of Finance to try and seek a way through this, and there's been various measures that have been offered and various things that have been offered, but unfortunately those have not been sufficient to allow the unions to call off their action.
Okay. In the meantime, additional care. We should always be careful on the roads, but additional care, and don't be surprised if you are stymied come Thursday. David, I appreciate your time. I know you have to go into the meeting. Thanks for coming on the programme.
Thank you.
That is David Porter. He is with the department. He's the Director of Engineering, and he's just saying it as it is at present. So do be very, very careful on the roads as this week goes by.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.